Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. Today is the fourth day in the month of May 2025. It's a brand new day, it's a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you are preparing to go to church today. If this is your first time of joining us and you're wondering what you're listening to, this is the Open Heaven Hour. And right here on the show, we get to learn, hear, and share the word of God. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. It's time to tell everyone that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a unique topic that says, Lights, Camera, Action, Part 1. Lights, Camera, Action, Part 1. Our hymn for today is taken from Hymn 23, Take My Life and Let It Be. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Chronicles chapter 17 to chapter 19. And our memory verse is taken from Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 11, which says, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Jeremiah 29 verse 11, For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Our Bible reading for today is taken from Psalm 139 from verse 13 to 17. Psalm 139 from verse 13 to 17. Are you with your Bibles this morning? From verse 13 it reads, For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you. When I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book, before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, When I got born again over 50 years ago, I had many questions because I was an academic. As a baby Christian, I had lots of questions, and I believe my pastor would probably have gotten tired of me if I had asked all of them. I had questions like, Is it true that God knows the end from the beginning? If yes, did he know that Adam and Eve would eat the forbidden fruits? If he knows the end from the beginning, then he should have definitely known that Adam and Eve would eat the forbidden fruits. If he knew that they were going to eat the forbidden fruits, why did he plant it? If he planted it and they ate it as he knew they were going to, why was it an issue? I had many questions, and eventually I turned to God and said, Daddy, you see my heart. You know I am not issuing you queries. I just want to understand your words better. Can you please answer these questions? Finally, I got an answer from God. I learned from him that the whole world is a stage and all of us are actors. Just as Shakespeare, an English poet, had written, there is a play written by the Almighty God himself, and this is why Hebrews chapter 10 verse 7 says, in reference to Jesus, Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of this book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Acts chapter 15 verse 18 says, known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world. Before you were born, God wrote a play, and you and I are to be actors in it. He is the executive producer, and even the director, and we must follow his instruction to be able to function properly and play our parts according to his designs and desire. You can be rest assured that his plans for you are great. Today's memory verse says that God's thoughts towards you are those of peace and not of evil, to bring you to an expected end in him. Beloved, God has a great plan for you and your life, and he intends for you to fulfill it so you can enjoy his peace. However, you must follow his script as it is contained in his word. Trust and obey his word, and it will bring you to a glorious end. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, God awaits you if you live your life strictly according to God's word. Glory awaits you if you live your life strictly according to God's word. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to, download, or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. To hear my voice again and to regather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.